You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. I am excited about the guest that I have with me today to talk about the 10 terrains of consciousness, which is really fascinating. I just want to say a little bit about me. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and I am also a daily user of CBD. If you haven't heard of CBD, it is a plant-based oil that comes from the hemp plant, and it has medicinal properties for both mental and physical health. It is an oil that is natural. There's no toxins or pesticides or chemicals in it. It is an oil that is legal in all 50 states. It does not get you high. Oftentimes when people hear CBD, they believe that it will get you high, but it doesn't. It only has 0 to 0.3% THC in it, which is the legal limit. And there really are amazing benefits because we have a natural endocannabinoid system that responds to the CBD. And so again, it provides benefits for mental and physical health. If you're interested in trying more, especially those who have anxiety, depression, insomnia, chronic pain, and other types of mental or physical symptoms, I encourage you to go to my website, www.hemphappier.com. And also, I want to give away free gummies, CBD gummies, to the first three listeners who go to my website at www.healthyminds.expert and let me know if you're interested in trying CBD, and I'd be happy to send you a free packet of CBD gummies. And so with that, I am going to introduce my, again, special guests. I have two co-authors of the book, The 10 Terrains of Consciousness, Understand Yourself, Other People, and Our World. And so I have Alan David Reed and Tani Wolf. They are the co-authors of the 10 Terrains model and authors of the book, Introducing the 10 Terrains of Consciousness. And after years of research, they are finally bringing their new model to the world to lead the way for a more harmonious future. And they have embraced and studied people around the world as a new way to understand themselves more deeply and the shifts that are happening on the planet. And so they have studied and they are familiar with the research behind this model. So we have with us American-born Alan David Reed. He is a global thinker and visionary. He was a pioneer in the field of virtual reality in Silicon Valley, has worked as an architect, builder, planner, and environmental landscape designer, has extensive training in applied and quantum physics in all branches of science, is a historian, political analyst, and philosopher, deeply schooled and studied in divination, science, and the esoteric Gnostic arts, and is also a master dowser, I don't know if I said that correctly, and shamanic intuitive. He has a genius for pattern recognition, problem solving, and for seeing truths that others don't see. And his co-author is Australian Tani Wolf. She is a modern Renaissance woman, and she's beautiful. She has been a corporate lawyer, Oxford scholar, screenwriter, radio show host, personal development coach, workshop facilitator, Feldenkrais practitioner, high-level writer, inspirational speaker, and public speaking mentor. She is a gifted communicator, storyteller, and linguist, and is highly skilled at understanding human dynamics in all forms. She loves to hold space for deep sharing and growth in others, thrives on laughter and joy, and is a heart opener and inspirational spirit. Together, they are here today to help you discover which terrain of consciousness you are at and share how knowing this will enhance your life, accelerate your personal growth, improve your relationships, help you feel more empowered, and give you greater peace of mind about what is playing out in our world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel so honored and blessed to be in your presence.
Oh, thank you for having us on your show, Erica. Yeah. That's so sweet.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about what the 10 Terrains of Consciousness model is all about.
Well, the 10 Terrains are giving us a map and a relationship to ourselves as a spiritual being and a relationship to the universe that we're living in. So it's really built from a lot of esoteric knowledge that's come down from the ancients and the mystics and the enlightened, but it's also being validated in the modern quantum physics research that everything that's going on in our universe is connected and non-local. And so when we look at consciousness from that perspective, we see this relationship between being connected in with ourselves or not so connected in with ourselves. And that's what this continuum is demonstrating, is our relationship to that connection within ourselves.
And really a simple way to understand the 10 terrains is it's like 10 different pairs of glasses that people are wearing. Some people are wearing purple glasses, some people are wearing red glasses, some people are wearing green glasses, and they're all seeing the world really differently because they're looking through that different lens. And so sometimes you could be sitting at the dinner table with someone and they have a dramatically different opinion from you, but it's not just their opinion, it's like their entire relationship to reality is so different from yours that there's so much conflict that happens. And it's beneath the kind of conflicts that happen with personality type differences or differences in upbringing. It's something deeper than that. Those things are also important, and probably as a psychologist, you're very familiar with a lot of the personality type stuff and the attachment styles and the way we're raised, and all those things are just crucial to understand for harmony. And I'm someone who spent my life studying all those things, and I started to realize that there's actually something else going on that's also helpful to understand, which is really, as Alan's saying, someone's relationship to their own infinite self, where they're at in that journey of, I guess you could call it spiritual growth, personal development growth. And the thing is, each of these 10 terrains, they're almost like parallel universes. Like the way someone sees the world at each one is so different that if you have this crucial piece of information about them, you can actually really get where they're coming from, what they need in order to feel safe, the kinds of things that language to use that will really land with them. And a lot of conflicts fall away. And we always really want to stress, especially because this is a short interview, I want to say this early, that there is no terrain is better than any other. They're just different ways of seeing the world. It's not that someone's, you know, better than someone else. They're just different. They're just really different. It's like someone could be 20 years old, someone could be 30 years old, but it's not better to be 20. It's not better to be 30, but it's just a different stage in someone's journey. So that's really what this is. It's mapping the human spiritual journey.
I love it. Go ahead.
Well, the terrains underneath everything are informing our perceptions, our values, our beliefs. And so really the model of the terrains is what's the fundamental underneath everything that is causing us to be the way we are and to relate to life the way we do. So it's like if you think in a computer metaphor, an operating system like a Macintosh or a Windows, they're just operating differently. They're trying to get to the same place, but they're coming from very different places to get there.
Yeah, I totally get it, because I often use the term programming. And as you were saying, everyone has a different program based on their beliefs, their ideas, their upbringing, all of that. So once you learn, so there's 10 different terrains. And can you just basically go through each 10 and maybe give a brief little, you know, snippet of what it might suggest or what it might mean?
Yeah. I'll give a little like one sentence about each one, but bear in mind, we could write a book about each one. So it's going to be very superficial, very simplistic, and very generalized.
Okay. Okay.
But I want to say, anyone who's listening, go to the website and follow along, because they each have a different symbol. And it's actually very powerful to look at the different symbols. It will help them, help you understand them. So go to tenterrains.com, and at the top of the website, so that's tenterrains.com, you'll see these 10 symbols. And the symbols actually tell the story that I'm going to go through. So the first one and the last one, you're really not going to meet any people at these terrains. They're just there really for completeness. But the first one, the matter-based terrain particle, you could think of like a caveman who's in such constant fear. Every moment is a moment of survival. Like, there's pure gut instinct. There's not really any thought or any story. It's just survive, run. There's a tiger, run. So that's the matter-based terrain. You're not going to meet anyone in our day and age. It's extremely rare. You might meet. It's extremely rare. The next terrain there are people at, it's called the faith-based terrain radial. And we don't mean religious people here. What we're talking about with this terrain radial is, I guess you could call it the fundamentalist terrain. It's people who've given their power so completely over to something outside themselves that they will obey that thing without any thought, as if their life depends on it. You know, if I do this, I'll be, you know, if I do a suicide bomb, I'll go to heaven. You know, and there's no thought, there's no questioning. It's this complete ceding of all power to something outside yourself. And there's a very small percentage of people on the planet really coming from that place now. Not that many, but there used to be a lot more. The terrain after that, which there are a lot of people at still, is called the will-based terrain pyramid. And this is a terrain, and each one is a sort of expansion of the previous one. They're not better, they're just broader, just a broader view. So a pyramid, what happens is that someone starts to realize, well, I'm in charge of my own destiny, not some deity or some god or something. It's me. And actually, people at pyramid have a kind of dog-eat-dog mentality. They really believe that the only way to stay safe is to amass as much money and wealth and power to dominate others. And so a lot of what we've seen through history of conquest, empire, lawlessness, kind of Wild West mentality, you can see it even now. There's a lot of people that are angry. They want, you know, control back. They're in victim mentality. They don't want to wear a mask. The government's told them to do it. It's, you know, they're not really thinking of the good of the society. It's all about how can I survive? And then the terrain after that, which a lot of people are at, is the order-based terrain square. And this is the terrain when someone shifts from pyramid to square, they've given over being selfish, and now they're realizing that there's something bigger than them that's important, and that's the majority, that's the society, the smooth running of society. So the symbol of the square is this person, and there's this little dot, and there's a square around the dot, because this person is looking to the system to feel safe. So people at square tend to believe in their society, want to participate healthily in their society. They tend to follow authority and believe what they've been taught, and want to be an upstanding member and a good contributing member of society. It's really what we would call the mainstream. It doesn't mean they're not thinking people. There's brilliant people throughout history. I mean, Abraham Lincoln's at this terrain. You know, there's amazing people at this terrain. It's just very much part of the mainstream culture, wanting to show up and be part of the fabric of society. So then you get the next terrain, the reflection-based terrain diamond, and you'll see this guy is a diamond with a dot on the right. He's kind of trying to push the square over, if you look at the picture. He's no longer really caring what his parents did or what society's telling him. He wanted to go up, and this is what we've seen from a 1960s culture as a collective culture. And diamond is all about, I'm a unique individual. I've got a unique identity. I'm going to find my own gender and my own path. And now we've got the internet, which gives everyone an opinion. This is a diamond invention. And diamond is all about innovation, pushing over the square, overthrowing social systems. I'm going to forge my own path. I'm going to do what I want. Entrepreneurialism. So many of the technological innovations we've had have been from people at diamond. The shadow side of this terrain is that there's not really that much of a connection to the community like there is at square or at the terrain after it, which is circle. It's much more an individualistic terrain. They kind of go from collective to individual to collective to individual, but a slightly different version of that each time. So the one after this is actually really the biggest jump, is between this terrain diamond and the one after it, which is the connection-based terrain circle. A lot of Indigenous cultures are at this terrain circle. Circle is really a terrain where someone is deeply connected to the web of life, to all of creation, to all animals, plants, to the earth, to the community. And like square, they're coming from a sense of care about their community, but they've had a shift from diamond to square where their identity has fallen off. They're no longer really coming from identity. They're just coming from a deeply heart-guided place. But people, when you meet people at circle, they're really coming from their heart. They're all about vulnerability, sharing their deepest feelings, authenticity, and how can everybody in the community collaborate together? So when you see circle communities, there's not really any leader. Everybody's working together for the good of all. And there's not really so much social systems or anything. It's a very different kind of caring for the community that we find at Square. The terrain after that, the coherence-based terrain spiral, this is where someone has gone from a sense of connection to the web of life. Now they've got a sense of connection to the entire multidimensional cosmos. These are people who are working with energies. They're really in a quest to try and become coherent on all levels of their being, their higher self, their body, their heart, their gut. These is the terrain of people like, you know, the power of now. Those kind of ideas tend to come from this terrain. It's all about resonance, synchronicity. I'm creating my reality from the inside out, that kind of thinking. But it's not just an idea for these people. They're actually living from that place. And then the terrain after this, the fractal-based terrain toroid, this is the terrain that a lot of spiritual teachings come from, a lot of the scientific masters. It's a terrain where the person has a really deep knowing of the quantum field and the connectedness of all of us. They're able to bring through truths, really great, deep, profound truths. And they're just in a deep place of trust in their life. They trust that life has their back. They've let go of a lot of fear and judgment. And the terrain after that, the unity-based terrain, infinity, and bear in mind, I'm going through these super quickly, but infinity is the terrain where you think of someone who's enlightened, quote unquote, an enlightened master. This is some, but there are ordinary people around who are at this terrain. It's not just spiritual people, but it's a terrain where someone has really let go of ego completely and they're just coming 100% from service in every moment, total guided from the divine in every moment, but without any personal agenda. It's almost the opposite of radial. This person is so deeply in their own infinite power that they are God. And they're creating their reality in every moment, but they're coming from such a humble place. They're not spiritual teachers. Usually no one's ever heard of them. They're very quiet, humble people. They're just moving through the world as a witness. And then the terrain after that, which again, you're never going to meet anyone at this terrain. It's just a bookend for completion, the void-based terrain, no thing. This is someone who has cleared so much of their charge and so much of their beliefs that they're not even bound anymore by basic laws of physics. And this is where you talk about beings of light and ascended masters. And, you know, if you believe in that kind of thing, those beings are at this terrain, no thing, the void-based terrain, where they're just not even needing to be in corporeal form. So that's for completion. Right. But the vast majority of people you're going to meet will be at pyramid, square, diamond, maybe at a circle, sometimes at radial. You're not going to meet that many of the others, but they do, but they are around.
I love it. Thank you. Now, I took the brief quiz, and it told me that I was the square. Now that I know, tell me, what do I do with the information? So I'll go, I'll read about it, and then what do I do with the information that helps me to grow, or how do I use the information?
Well, it's always different, because sometimes people do the quiz and they're moving from one to the other. So your report might have said you're moving from square to diamond. At that point, it's crucial information, because usually people are very confused at that point, because they're like, what is going on? I don't know what's going on in my life. So if any of your listeners are kind of in the middle of a massive shift in their values, or don't want to do the work they're doing anymore, they're starting to see the world completely differently and they don't resonate with the same people and friends and things, that's probably a sign that you're in the middle of a terrain shift. And that's really crucial to know this information then, because
right.
It explains what's happening. For right. Someone who's just really in the pocket of their terrain and not moving, there's different reasons for knowing it. It's useful to know so that you just can understand yourself, where you're at in your journey. Maybe you used to be at a previous terrain, or maybe you've been at this one your whole life. It's just useful to know that about yourself. But in the report that we give to people can buy after finding out their quiz, we go very deeply into the challenges of this terrain. Like, it can explain some of the things you're facing that are really specific to your terrain, but also the gifts. There are gifts for each terrain, and there are things that you can bring humanity and contribute that the other people at other terrains can't. And also there's lessons that you're learning. You know, people at each terrain are learning very different lessons, so it's really useful to find that out. And then often we find that once people start to really understand their own terrain, then they start to recognize where someone else is not at their terrain. And that's when this becomes really useful, because you start to understand square so well that when you meet someone who's not at square, you go, I don't think they're at the same terrain as me. And then you can start to read the book and learn about the other nine, or watch our videos. We have a lot of videos on YouTube. And you might start to understand why this other person does not have the same values as you and does not care about the things you care about. Instead of being angry at them because they're not wearing a mask, or they're not wanting to do what you're doing, they don't believe these things are important, you can actually understand where they're coming from. And what they need to feel safe is very different than what you need to feel safe. And as a psychologist, you know that that's crucial information, because then you can get along with that person better and have less conflict.
Yeah, because they're each of these terrains are looking through a different pair of glasses, as we've said. They literally have a different language. And so when you're having conflicts with people in relationships and you're trying to understand each other, it's really important to understand not only the terrain you're at, but the terrain of the person you're having this conversation or conflict with, because they're listening from a different set of memetics, a different set of keywords, if you will. And so when you understand that body of keywords or that body of memetics that they relate to the world from, you can language things in a way that they're, oh, this person's hearing me. But if you're trying to talk from your group of languaging and your group of words, it's just going to be as if you're speaking, you know, French to someone that speaks German or what have you. You're just not going to be communicating effectively. And that's where we see a lot of conflict, is that people are not getting each other because they're not really talking each other's language. So this will be quite important for, you know, really creating harmony and relationships.
And just on what Alan's saying with relationships, one of the things we've noticed a lot with people who've done this work is that often, particularly in a long-term marriage, the two parties can start out at the same terrain. So you might both have been at square when you're in your 20s, or both been at diamond when you're in your 20s. And then as one person starts to shift and grow and expand, they start to shift to the next terrain and the other partner doesn't. And suddenly there's conflict between them, even though they're perfectly matched on a personality level, and they're really sexually compatible and all the things that we normally look at, something's no longer working. And it's because it's not happening at the level of personality or compatibility. It's happening at a level their spiritual evolution is that going at a different speed. And there's nothing wrong with that. Once you know that's happening, you can navigate it and you can honor each other's path. But when you don't know what's happening, you can be like, why does this person not want to do this anymore? Why do they no longer care about this? And you can get really, really frustrated. So we've had a lot of people go, I want to get my husband to do the quiz.
I know. I was actually thinking that. And I think, like you were saying, it's important because it helps you not only understand but relate to that person in a better way that's more productive for the both of you. So how likely is it for you to move from one terrain to the next in the course of, let's say, your lifetime, or from childhood to becoming a senior or an elder?
I was just going to bring that point up, that you could look at this model as a continuum, which you may move across if that's what your spiritual journey in this lifetime is to be, or you may sit in one terrain your entire life and go very deep into that terrain. You can almost think of it vertically. So you can either, depending on it's you have to look at your life as a spiritual being, and what is you as a spiritual being looking to learn and create for yourself in this lifetime. And with that understanding, you'll get, well, I'm at this terrain and I'm to go very deep into it, because these are each schools, and they're in a sense a mystery school in that way. And so you may be in one school and contribute very deeply from that school, learn from that school, and that is the school you are in this life to be in. You may move across several of these, or you may have an arc that just takes you from one terrain to the next, and your learning is the transition between these terrains, which is quite monumental, because everything that you've known sort of falls away like a moth becoming a butterfly, and now you're in a different relationship to your spiritual self, if you will, or to reality, and you're seeing from a completely different new pair of eyes.
Yeah, and it's really important to understand that everybody's journey through this is different. As Alan said, there are some people, like my father, for example, he's been at square his whole life and he's gone deeply into that. He's an upstanding member of society. He's contributed. He's held the fabric of our family together for generations. And the rest of us have all shifted terrain. But it's actually been really important that he stays where he is for some sort of stability in the family. And so when you stand back and you look from the point of view of toroid, the fractal-based terrain, which is always looking at the collective field, and you look at like the higher purpose as a collective, we're all little pieces of the same tapestry, you know, there's things that each person is here to contribute to that fabric of the collective. And some people's journey requires them to hold the field really stable, and some people's journey requires them to shift and grow and expand a lot. There'd be some people who might move from square all the way to infinity over the course of their life, or they might have a near-death experience and suddenly they just go through all these terrains. And there's other people who might stay at Diamond their whole life, or stay, be born at Circle and stay at that terrain their whole life, because the thing that they're to contribute in their lifetime requires them to go deeply into that terrain, because it's necessary for what, you know, if somebody's here to understand this model and teach the 10 terrains model, they may have been given the experience of being in several of them because they can really understand it from personal experience. But that's what's really the one thing we're trying to teach with this work is non-judgment. Everybody's journey is different. Each terrain is an equally important contribution to the whole. You might say, oh, pyramid, but there's a lot of evil doing a pyramid. Yeah, but there's also providing everybody else with a lot of opportunities for choice and growth and to choose their own reactions to it. There's a lot that's happening of good as a result of those actions. So when you stand back and look at it from a bigger picture, everybody's place is important. And so it's really important to honor everybody else's journey as being equally valid.
Yeah, I understand that. And I was thinking of that kind of like from our worldview in everything that we're going. It's like they say more people are becoming more spiritually aware or awakened to their spirituality. And there seems to be a shift in the energy of our planet, if you will. And I wonder, what does that say about maybe the shift in terrains, or how do you make sense of that?
Well, definitely onto something.
Well, we're providing essentially a map home, if you will, as people are awakening spiritually. What the terrains are giving you is an understanding of what is going on. And this is a well-trod path that sages and you know, people through millennia have traveled. And so it's a very well trod path that you'll find through all of the deep studies of all the religions and all of the world and through all history. So what people are awakening to is this journey that we all are ultimately going on, because when you understand from a spiritual perspective that we're an infinite immortal being and we have infinite lifetimes to get it right, we choose what we're learning in this moment, and we may be getting onto this path to grow and evolve, or to just really learn about, you know, people around us. And certainly one thing that's valuable with this model is to understand at this point in your life what is important for you to really put your focus on, because part of spiritual growth is really being where you're at, and rather than trying to be somewhere else, it's really knowing, you know, where you are and starting to learn who you are. And the whole purpose of spiritual evolution and spiritual knowledge is to know, who am I? And this will help you get greater grounding for your career. It'll help you in finding, again, relationships that are harmonious, or how to create harmony within them. It'll help you understand in a health context, which is an important understanding, that every one of these terrains has a different view of illness and health. And so by understanding these values that these each have, then you can find the modalities and the technologies that really work for you best. So there's many, many reasons.
Also, yeah. Though, I do want to speak.
Let me just, we've got 2 minutes, and I want you to get out where they can get the information, and then you can kind of close out real quick.
Okay, well, go to 10terrains.com, and again, TENTERRAINS.com. And there we have links to the quiz, which is a great place to start to learn about yourself. And then you have links to get to the book, which you can get at any bookstore and online. And that will help you learn about the broader model. We have a 2-hour video there that gives you a very comprehensive understanding of this model. A YouTube channel that gives quite a lot of videos, and we've done a recent series on the COVID crisis, and so you can see how each terrain is reacting to the COVID, and so that's
very
how you
differently.
Can, you can you
love
can,
it
get a deeper understanding of just how this model lives inside of something like a pandemic.
I love it.
Definitely recommend people watch that YouTube series, actually, because it really brings this stuff to life. You can see how people at each terrain are responding so differently, and it will help you start to understand the people around you and why they're responding so differently to the coronavirus situation. So yeah, we definitely recommend that.
You know, this is what this teaching is giving you, the really simple understanding of that has not been found anywhere else on the planet that I've seen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I wish we had more because there's so much more to learn about it. But Alan, Tani, just thank you. I appreciate you coming and sharing with my listeners.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.